Hey, hello, welcome to another wonderful show, Life and Tales of Lagos, and I'm your host David, and as usual, I have my main man here with me, Live Jacob Stamp.
Yeah, I'm here again, and we are back again, we're about to do it how we do it.
Yeah, today we'll be talking about a very delicate matter, sexual assault.
Whoa, sexual assault, it's a whole lot of things to talk about when it comes to sexual assault. There's rape, there's groping, there's coercion, there's even having sex with a minor. So it's all under
this. Define sexual assault generally for us, like what is the concept? Because since this gender does not really understand them no more.
Sexual assault is basically having sex with someone without their consent, whether it is forcefully or by pleading and pleasing, which is coercion, or by having sex with someone who is not of age, that is 18.
Someone who is not conscious, someone under the influence of drugs, alcohol,
It's a whole lot of things. So
the key word there now is consent.
Very, very, very vital. You have to ask for the person's consent. Like let's start from the old one as we know it. That's rape in its sense, that like we used to know it and watch on TVs and see everywhere, where a girl is forcefully pinned down to the ground, her pants are being torn, and then the guy is on top of her grinding and sweating like an idiot that he is. Anyways, that is like the oldest form of rape. And it's sad that we're in 2020 and we are a new generation and a new state, and these things still happen.
Like, guys seem to forget that the rape is of different form. It's not until you forcefully, with so much, a girl you blow into your room, into your private place, and you coerced her with please now. She didn't say yes, she didn't give you the go ahead to do it, and you found your way with it. If she's calling you a rapist tomorrow, don't come and say like, I thought you knew what was going to happen. There's no such thing like that anymore.
I quite get it. There's no such thing like that anymore. So, I think one of the things when it comes to coercion, right, it's one of the craziest topics that I like to talk about, and it's very insensitive sometimes, and it's sometimes very, very crazy. But I like us to carefully dissect and analyze. I'm going to say this and say this one time. Guys, my fellow men, please, before you invite her over to your place or any place, to a hotel, to a bar, to a lounge, and your intention is to have sex with her. Listen, if your intention is to have sex with her, can you make it very clear?
It's an
uncomfortable conversation to have, you need to have it. Hey, how are you? Please, I would like us to be intimate,
to have
in
sex.
A sexual way. Let's have sex.
Come out clean. Don't be ambiguous about it.
If she's going to fuck you, she will fuck you. Trust me. If she doesn't want to fuck you, she won't fuck you. If she's going to fuck you, she's going to say, why are you so upfront? Okay, I'm going to come. She will fuck you if she wants to fuck you.
And after that, digital consent you are getting, right at the spot of whatever you want to do,
I was still
please
going to come
ask
there.
Again and confirm, like, am I permission to proceed?
I was still going
because
to come
it's,
there.
Because it's a very big mess if you find out eventually you have been accused of rape and you can't defend yourself because you forcefully took what doesn't belong to you. It's rape. It's robbery.
Like David just said, after the digital consent, when you guys have met in person, throw it into the conversation. Be sleek. Be a smooth guy. Like, just put it into the conversation. Hey, how are you doing? Man, I can't wait to tear your ass up. Like, some things, don't be disrespectful while you're doing it, while you're at it. But at least say something that makes her know that, okay, this guy's intention is to have sex. If she doesn't want to, she's going to
leave.
And
when she'd say no, take it.
Exactly.
Because that's where people get it wrong. When they first get the no, they feel it's, she likes you or she's pretending. No, confirm. If it's no,
then it's
respect
no.
The person's choice and go on with your life, please.
And to all the ladies listening
and
to
for
this
the girls,
podcast right now,
for the girls,
I'm coming for you. I'm going to come for you on this one. David has already touched on it, so I'm going to say it. It's hard, but then I'm going to say it. please, can women have a Geneva Convention or something? Like, let them have a conference, all of their women conference, and just sit down together and agree that when I say no the first time, I mean no. Let me say this. Let me put this out there. Once upon a time, I was with someone, and then we're about to get down. I tried touching her after we'd already spoken about the whole thing, and we're trying to have sex, and he told me no. And I'm like, oh, you don't want to have sex anymore? He said no now. So I was like, okay. I turned my back, I slept. Only for me to wake up the next morning, and she was like, I just told you no, and you didn't continue.
Imagine.
So,
and for every, after of every 10 guys, I've seen guys, about 5 of every 10 guys has the same story. Where a girl later the next morning called them a weakling, you're not man enough, yeah, I said no, I just turned to sleep like that.
Yeah, those kind of things can be confusing. For a guy who is not well-cultured and well-mannered, next time when a girl says no, he continues to beg and push and push, and later he would be charged for coercion, which is a bad thing. So please, ladies, if you are saying no, say no till the end of time. Don't say no
and come tomorrow and guilt trip the guy and try to make the guy feel terrible.
Please, I beg you. We are already in a bad position where if you say anything against us, we can't even defend ourselves.
We can't defend because it's a very delicate matter, because anybody that has been robbed without shame, so please.
It's hard to come back from. Like, it's very, very hard to come back from. And also, please, females, I get it that we are trying to call out our abusers and shame everyone, but if you haven't been sexually assaulted or harassed or raped or anything,
don't come out and lie.
You feel like you want to pin something because you have a personal vendetta against someone, please, we beg you,
don't use rape.
We beg you. You can tell, say he stole your money, say he stole everything that concerns you, please don't use rape, because it's as crazy as it is, it's first and foremost diminishes the accountability of some people who actually, you are diminishing the people who actually have gone through this process and are trying to come out and tell their story. You are making their story feel less important by the time you actually
come out with false accusations and you go further. Recently, the last few cases on social media that really come out, when they dug deep, it becomes lies, it becomes false accusation, yeah. It becomes personal vendetta.
Yeah.
So the ones that actually has gone through this, they get scared because eventually people are almost not taking it serious as it used to be. It's a very serious case. If you've known anyone that's been raped, it's very traumatic for them, and it's always hard for them to bounce back.
So please try as much as possible. If it didn't happen, please don't say it happened.
Please don't say it happened.
And if it happens, call them out, and we'll follow you to call them out. We'll shout on their head. Yes. We'll shame them.
And let's give these girls red flags to notice, okay, for rapists. Where they will actually see, when we are going to be giving you some few points where you notice a guy you are not comfortable with, a guy you are just meeting, first timer, you are stranded in a guy's house, you want to sleep or stuff like that. There will be some sign you have to look out for to avoid situations that will turn out to be rape. Help the guy to help yourself, because once it happens, you are traumatized, it's hard for you, you are full of hate for guys now, and all those stuff. So we have to list out some things for you to notice and to avoid, and when to turn back and when to withdraw.
First and foremost, let me put this out there. Do not put yourself in an uncompromising situation. Do not put yourself in a compromising situation. Compromising situation is in the sense that, one, it is late at night, and you are sleeping at someone's place, and all this person has been talking about is your boobs, your ass, your butt, your face, lick you, chop you.
Don't let it get late before you say you want to go home.
Please don't avoid it. If you can, avoid it. Please. If you can,
get your Be Angry money, your taxi money ready in case the guy is saying he doesn't have money to pay for your transport. Get your Vex money. Always get your Vex money when you go to a guy's house.
It's very important.
Please. And don't stay till you list 10:30 before you now start saying, you want to go home.
When a guy starts staring at your boobs and he's not taking his eyes off, he's staring at your butt and he's not taking his eyes off,
red flag.
Like, that guy literally wants to eat you up. And if you do not agree to it, or you are not down to eat him up to have sex with him, let me say it clearly,
leave.
And
then there's something about saying guys are saying girls wearing skimpy stuff, and for the guys too, please, skimpy shorts, sexy clothes doesn't mean come and have sex with me.
It doesn't mean come and fuck me. Let me tell you the truth. The truth is this: when someone is wearing there are so many kids wearing skimpy clothes out there. Why are you not going to put your dick in their, stick your dick in their, whatever it is? But please and please.
Skimpy clothes is not come and have sex. Skimpy clothes is not, doesn't mean
people
I'm a hoe.
People are comfortable with, be comfortable skimpy in their bodies. Let them be.
I'm ready for this. Please let them be.
Another red flag to look out for. And this one is very, 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 very
just as important as the first one.
Very important. Please and please. If all he talks about is sex, sex, sex and sex,
don't go to his house.
Please don't.
Don't compromise. Don't, if you not tell you, come and watch Netflix and chill. Chill is sex.
If you can't chill, don't go.
If you say, let's go out, then we'll go in later. That in is trying to say sex. If it's giving you, let me take you out now, let's get drunk tonight and get freaky.
Don't go.
Please don't go if you are not up for it.
Yeah, that's the point. If you are not up for anything sexual, please don't put yourself in a position where someone has to ask you for it. I think provision store is better than cures. That's what I used to call it, but it's called prevention is better than cure. Like, try as much as well to cut yourself out of this thing. I know most of the time, rape and other things happen with people you actually trust and actually have like form a bond with. I get it, but please,
once you start seeing these signs, cut back. If you are talking with, okay, some people say they've been raped by their family members.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If you are talking to a family member that is using vile or vulgar words with you, it's not appropriate, and you're noticing. Don't stay in a
confined place. With person.
And people, some guys come out to blame it on alcohol and all these things. A guy that I see is getting tipsy, is drinking. Some guys are bastard. They will get tipsy and use it
intentionally.
To lie. Intentionally.
Just to blame it on something.
To blame it on something, and they can start crying tomorrow and say, "I didn't know. I was under the influence. I will be tipsy." Sisters, once you see these signs, run away. A guy that is drunk, that has been getting drunk all day and is forcing you to his house, please, no. If you are not up for sex, don't go.
Don't go.
There's no two ways about it.
Don't always forget to yell, please. I know sometimes it's overwhelming and then you freeze in time, but please, if you can yell.
If you can scream,
yell.
Scream.
If you can scream, if you can shout, shout. The person is also scared of the neighbors coming to see that he's a rapist.
Because honestly, I don't think guys, internally, I've been with a lot of guys, nobody actually supports a rapist. No, but we hardly ever know a rapist, because
all right, when come and tell us is, "Ah, don't shag that girl."
You don't understand. No guy comes out to say, I just raped the girl, because probably we're sitting in the living room, guys were in the room having something. No scream. If you had screamed for help, people would come and say, "What the fuck?" Please. No, we don't let it happen. Please. No guy has ever let his fellow nigga rape a girl.
I beg you, and I beg you. And I beg you, I know it's kind of hard and it's not so easy, and for all of you who have been sexually assaulted out there,
we say sorry.
We apologize on behalf of our kind that has done these terrible things to you, and we say please find it in your place to forgive us. And if you can forgive the person, please, that would be lovely too, so you can also move on and have peace with yourself and everything else. I know it's not easy. I'm saying it like it's easy. It's not go easy, I know.
But so it's basically, take care of yourself, watch out for red flags, watch out for guys that is all about sex, a guy that is all his plans is coercing you, come to my house. If you are not up for it, if you in your mind you know you are not up for it, even if it's someone you trust and is leaning towards sexual activities, run from him, cut ties with him, call him out on his bullshit and don't let it proceed. Because some, first day you press your breast, you didn't do anything, second day you go there, so he did grab you on bum bum. And he's still calling you to come again. You are going. Sisters, please.
Please, help us to help yourself.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
please.
Thank you again for listening to our life.
And all the guys that are rapists, God will catch you.
Ogun, I will kill them last.
God will catch you. Kill them. See your eye. You know if he toes, babe. You know if he gets to... Okay, one of the things David used to say is, if you know you can't hold yourself, get into a relationship, at least you know you can have sex with someone.
At least, get into a relationship, get a girl. It's not that bad. Thank you again for listening to Life and Tales of Lagos.
Life and Tales of Lagos.
I've been your host, David, and Life Jacob Stamp.
You.
Listen and share with friends and give us reviews. God bless you. Stay fresh. Wash your hands. Coronavirus no catch us. I mean...